original since 1976. The conversation in our backyards continues to be, what are we going to do? What are we going to do to get people back to work and preserve our way of life? I think people are really, for the first time since I can remember, all joking aside, and there really isn't very much joking when it comes to matters of money these days, people are scared. I can see it in the eyes of a lot of people I know. And a lot of people in neighborhoods around the country, this is exactly what they're talking about. I went to a neighborhood national night out. You know, it's the crime watch thing, and they do it all over the country. And that was the conversation. It used to be you'd go to one of those things, and people would talk about, oh, we haven't had anything terrible happen, and they're patrolling, and the signs are up, and all that stuff. But it wasn't so much about that. It was more about, geez, did you hear so-and-so down the block? They had more layoffs on their technology sector, and they can't find a job, and you know now they're worried about whether they're going to be foreclosed on. And it's a lot of that doom and gloom. And I think we're very weary of doom and gloom. There's only so much of that that you can absorb, that you can take. And we're tired. As a nation, that's what it is. We're tired of that. We don't want that conversation anymore, so somebody's got to flip it around. And who is that person going to be in our unofficial straw poll? Herman Cain keeps gaining votes. Right now, got a couple more from our Tuesday show. And Herman Cain's up to 35 votes now. Little Joe says, without a doubt, Herman Cain is starting to prove he is more about being a real person than a politician. He won my vote all of a sudden. And then Ron Paul has now 28 votes. Here's one from Perry who says, hands down, Ron Paul makes sense. I don't understand why he continually has to fend off threats when most of the people running are starting to take up the issues that he's been talking about for a very long time, like the problem with quantitative easing. And, of course, he's right about that, printing money and just printing it with nothing to back it up. Well, let's just print some more money. Let's devaluate our dollar even more. By the way, the rest of the straw poll for America tonight looks like this. Romney, 14. Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, with 11. His stock is dropping in a lot of the polls, too, national ones. And Michelle Bachmann still kind of hanging around. She's got 9. She has 9 right now. Meantime, we're going to talk more about that and more about politics of dropping in and out of the race, because Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, just made it official, even though everybody knew he wasn't going to, let's be honest, really, how many people thought that he was going to suddenly say, I'm in this thing? Everything pointed to he's not going to do this at all. He's riding this for some fundraisers. Somebody else will end up taking Christie money. But he is not going to run right now. And sure enough, that's the case. In New York, it wasn't about the Wall Street protesters. And it wasn't about the weather, because they've had some nasty weather in and out with rain and even flooding still in some areas. It was about, instead, sadly, a helicopter crash where you had 5 people on this helicopter. They were there visiting from, most of them were visiting from other countries. It was a birthday celebration, and unfortunately the helicopter lost control when it was taking off and ended up in the East River. One woman just could not get out, and she ended up drowning, and they found her body, you know, an hour and a half later. But several people were able to be pulled out of the water, and they're still in the hospital. And here's a little bit of what that sounded like from people who were witnessing the whole thing happen.
It looked like the pilot was kind of struggling.
Water.
Yeah.
And did he go in sideways or flat down?
Looked like he went over the pier, and then he went into the water. It looked like it was floating upside down in the water.
Yeah, and that, it was floating upside down. I saw it live once they had gotten a picture on it somewhere on one of the cable stations, and it was scary to see that. It was scary to see it upside down and think that, wow, I wonder, and what I was thinking is how many people are stuck in it. It turned out as it was the one woman. I mean, one is still way too many, but it was sad to see that flip like that. And here you go again. The best way to see the city is on one of these helicopters from above, but how many have crashed in the last couple of years? And in the last, I say, couple of decades, probably there's been 30 crashes or so. And, you know, that's just way too many for my taste. I used to be a little bit of a risk taker. I don't know about the rest of you, but would you get into a helicopter to sightsee, whether it's the Grand Canyon or New York City or Hawaii? If you ever get the chance and you go to Hawaii, that's the thing they really push, those blue Hawaiian tours, because you can fly over the volcano. I did it, but I have to say I was a little bit leery, because naturally it was the week after a helicopter had crashed there. Let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay, you get the first crack at whatever you want to here on America Tonight.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, a couple things. I know why Tampa Bay's attendance is down, first of all. Florida's more or less a retirement community and a destination spot for vacations. There's no real fan base there. People that, for the most part, in these other major metropolitan areas, they've grown up there and support their local team. Most of the people in Florida support other local teams and move to Florida to retire, so I think that's one problem with the attendance. Another is HD television.
Mm-hmm.
The presidential race. Now, Barack Obama's going around screaming, pass this bill, and today they did exactly what I've been talking about them they should be doing all along, is say, all right, let's bring it up for a vote and stick it on Harry Reid and see what the Democrats say. And, of course, he backed right down and said, oh, we're not going to work on this right now, so I thought that was pretty interesting today.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a
lot of name calling and blaming, but if you look at what this bill is, it's not putting people back to work. Very few, and it's teachers and it's shovel jobs, and it's heaping more problems onto the deficit.
It's the same exact thing as the first
yep,
bill that went
it
through.
Is.
And it, basically, he's just looking for union money, union support, union contributions for his campaign. And if he was really serious about creating jobs, he'd get rid of all these stupid regulations and restrictions that his administration has now applied to the American people and small business. And he'd lift these stupid moratoriums, and instead of funding other countries to drill for oil, drill for our own oil.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that's the problem. We'll let everybody else do that. Hey, hello, Brazil. Here you go. We're going to help you out however we can. You got China and Russia not too far off our shores. And look at what's happening here in America, both in the country on land and, of course, out in the waters when we're talking about deep sea drilling. I mean, come on. Give me a break. You're right. Thanks, Jay. Drive safe.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Of It's in the Headlines here on America Tonight with me, your hostess, Kate Delaney. If you pick up the New York Post or go online, some of what you will see in the Post, these are the headlines anyway. This is one headline, AJ saves, Yankees 10, Tigers 1, Burnett and the Bats force game 5. It's a good headline, AJ saves, because he did help save the Yankees season. Yeah. He came through when I needed him to come through, I guess. Here's another headline. Christie chooses not to run for president, says now is not my time. When is your time? That's my question. I like what I do like his kind of straight, speakeasy, Eastern, style. He says, deeper into this, I mean, that was the headline, but deeper into this, he says, New Jersey, whether you like it or not, you're stuck with me. Okay. Here's another one. We're going to like these headlines. This is, again, the New York Times. Ex-Girl Scout finance director busted for allegedly embezzling $310,000. But the headline's not as clever as the start of the story. Talk about getting caught with your hand in the cookie jar. And that's exactly what happened. They busted the former finance director for the Girl Scouts in Greater New York. Skimming a little of that cookie money off the top. Here's a story that all of you can relate to, and we've talked about here on ATN. Occupy Wall Street protests coming to New Jersey. So the movement is moving to Jersey. They're going to gather in Jersey on Thursday afternoon. So taking the fight someplace else. And there are other movements like this, by the way, that are cropping up around the country. So it's not just New Jersey, New York, whatever. It's Seattle and it's Chicago and it's, you know, it's all over the country. And now instead of parking themselves in front of Goldman Sachs offices in New York or right around where Goldman Sachs would be, they're moving to the offices in Jersey City. So Goldman Sachs really bears the brunt of this, which I think is good. I think that's funny. They should get it, right? And it's the same thing. They're protesting the negative impact of corporate greed on the economy. And there's a lot of college students who are worried about their job prospects. And then there's middle-aged people who have recently been laid off who are upset, too. And that's kind of what the crowd is starting to – it's starting to look like that. So you have a gap of ages, younger and then older people that now are starting to support the, we'll call it a cause. By the way, the union, some of the unions say they're going to jump in on this. Of course, it's perfect. It's a layup for them to do that. All right, let's move to, if you've seen it in the headlines, let's move to another paper. Let's move to the LA Times. We'll go from one coast to the other coast and see what their headlines say. Some of the national news, of course, would be the same. Amanda Knox coming back and speaking and being all choked up and talking about people believing in her and all that kind of stuff. The LA Times always takes a different twist. They do a lot of international news, sometimes on the above the fold, as they say. So one of the big headlines was Somalia bombing shows militants' goals. And they talk about the fact that the country is just ungovernable. You know, there's no government here. There's no government that's going to last with what's happening. And they're struggling and struggling and struggling some more. And the people are more malnourished. It's a very, very ugly situation. Then the other headline is overwhelmed. Amanda Knox returns to Seattle. And that's obvious. Back from Italy after being in prison for 4 years. We all know that story. Another big headline in the LA Times, if you lived in Los Angeles and read that particular paper, would say House ends threat of government shutdown for now. And just talking about the House votes to fund the government and replenish the disaster aid through November 18th. And, of course, there's going to be another standoff over spending cuts. That's probably likely. It's the same picture. It's like going to a... It's not like going to. It's like being in the middle of Groundhog Day forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I mean, we're talking about the same things. We're talking about busted budgets and Band-Aids and nothing changes. I mean, nothing changes. All right, let's go to a paper of record that I like. I think they've got some pretty credible writers for the Wall Street Journal. And the headlines for the Wall Street Journal says this. U.S. secretly met Afghan militants, and it talks about U.S. officials meeting with some of the leaders of the Hakini network, the militant group that's tied to al-Qaeda, to try to draw them into talks. Sure, why not? Let's talk with the terrorists, because they're reasonable, aren't they? I'm saying that sarcastically, but that's one of the efforts is, well, maybe you can draw them in. I don't know how that really works. Money is not the motivation for most of those people. So I think that's really thinking lofty. Oh, we can make them change their mind. Here's another headline I think that would probably catch your attention if you read the Wall Street Journal. Madoff trustee to begin payouts to victims. That's nice, isn't it? When you think of how much money that guy ripped off from so many people, and the sick part about that is, and if I was one of those people, I'd probably have to be in therapy to get over it. When I say have to be in therapy, the fact that this could have been, he could have been shut down so much sooner than he was, but they weren't paying attention at the SEC. And so blindly, Madoff, nobody was asking any questions, and he was allowed to go on and on and on with what he was doing. here's what they're going to do. They're going to pay out to the some of the victims, the first ones anyway, of the Ponzi scheme. They've got $312 million that will go out. The problem is that's such a drop in the bucket. I mean, better to have something than nothing, I suppose. But, geez, that's it's not a lot when you think of the amount of money that this guy stole, the futures he stole from so many people. You know, but I had somebody tell me one time, here's the thing, we all have instincts. And if somebody tells you about something that just seems too good to be true, that these crazy returns were happening, maybe it was just too good to be true. And if somebody, some of these people had really sat and thought about it, they wouldn't have thrown in with Madoff to try to really up the ante and get as much as possible, you know, grab as much as they could. But I think that could be unfair because you have a friend who tells you, oh, you know, you're looking for a safe place for your money or you're looking for a place to really grow your money. Hey, I know this firm, I know this guy, incredible track record, da 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 da. And then you're off to the races because you have the said trusted friend who's telling you what a good deal this is and how can you not jump on this deal? It's too good to be true. That's the thing. And that why the Ponzi scheme, it makes sense. It is a Ponzi scheme, and it was a Ponzi scheme, and people wanted to believe that they could triple their money or more in a short amount of time. All right, if you went to the Philadelphia papers, to the Philadelphia Inquirer, you would see headlines like this, Ben Frisco blast Phillies to Game 3 win. And, of course, that's talking about the Phillies winning 3-2 over St. Louis in Game 3, and it was a three-run homer that made the difference, thank goodness, because they're barely hanging on with their fingernails the way that this series is starting to has started to shape up, so we'll see what happens. And then there's this story, expect early snow this winter, and the meteorologists are saying snow shovels could trump rake sales earlier than usual. So after a tough summer in the Northeast, by some accounts, now you could get ready early for a tougher winter because, they're, like they said, you know, you could see that a lot of people are running out to buy shovels because of the snow that's supposed to fall perhaps in, you know, October, end of October. They're saying, wow, that'd be really early. Snowflakes in October? Come on now. Coming up on the flip side, we've got sports shorts.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet, with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN, or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig? With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
After 162 games, the race to get to the World Series is on. More on the rich history of the finals next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Tombstone Pizza. With multiple varieties to choose from, there's a Tombstone Pizza that's sure to please your family. What do you want on your tombstone? Family dinner is important, but who says it has to be at the table? When life gets busy and the pressure is on, pull out the good paper plates and settle in for pizza and a movie. It's fun, easy, and memorable for the whole family. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Since 1903, the winners of the American League and National League championships have played mostly a best-of-seven series for the right to be called world champions. The first year, it was the best-of-nine, however, and in 1903, the Boston Americans beat the Pittsburgh Pirates in 8 games. Right from the start, besides hoisting the commissioner's trophy with teammates, most teams gave out rings. However, a few got pocket watches or other expensive trinkets. The Yankees have won the most 27 times, while the Cubs last won in 1908. Legends are often made, like Hall of Famer Reggie Jackson, who played for 4 teams in 21 seasons, winning 3 championships in the 70s with Oakland and 2 with the Yankees, earning the nickname Mr. October. In just a few weeks, we'll have a few new heroes laying claim to the 108th World Series title. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. Likes to apologize, don't we? Kind of piggybacking off of the sports idea. What's up with Hank Williams Jr.? He apologized on Tuesday for comparing President Obama to Adolf Hitler. And that, of course, was what led ESPN to pull the plug on his very, very popular musical intro from this week's game. And he says in a statement that his analogy was extreme, but it was to make a point. He said, "I've always been very passionate about politics and sports, and this time it got the best or the worst of me." I'm going to read his whole apology. And he said, "The thought of the leaders of both parties juking and high-fiving on a golf course while so many families are struggling to get by simply made me boil over, and I made a dumb statement, and I'm very sorry if it offended anyone. I would like to thank all my supporters. This was not written by some publicist." I love that. I love that he said that, because, you know, everybody has a publicist. Certainly people in that level do, and he does. I guarantee he's got people around him, but he didn't. He just wrote what he thought. I think that's the way it sounds, too. Where he got into trouble is going on the Fox and Friends morning show and making that comparison, because the comparison was Obama and the House Speaker John Boehner. Remember when they all played golf? That's what he's saying. So immediately the Anti-Defamation League condemned him and praised ESPN for pulling the "Are You Ready for Some Football?" that opens up the show. And what they're saying is, look, the Holocaust was a singular event in human history. It's an insult to the memory of the millions who died as a result of Hitler's plan of mass extermination, to compare the Nazi dictator to any American president. So, and then they went on to say, you know, Hank Williams Jr. should know better, and he owes an apology to Holocaust survivors and their families and the soldiers who gave of themselves to fight the Nazi menace during World War II. The last thing we need is another election cycle on a sour note with inappropriate, tired, and over-the-top analogies to the Nazis. So ESPN hasn't really made a decision on what to do beyond this Monday, but now here we are coming up midweek. We're midweek, and they're going to have to decide what they're going to do. They certainly have access to all kinds of music that they could play or something different. But it is true, that music is branded to Monday Night Football. Are you ready for some football? You guys all know that, right? I'm not a great singer, sorry. But you just can't not know what that is, that piece right there. You know that it's attached to Monday Night Football. I mean, Williams definitely is not a fan of Obama's, and that's what he's saying when he's asked about that. And you know, when he was running for president in 2008, He said, you know, this is not the guy and everything else, said he was considering even running and all that sort of stuff. He even, remember, wrote a song, McCain, Palin, Tradition, and he says this was my guy, you know, he's not my guy. I don't know. I don't know what they'll end up doing. I have a feeling they may completely pull it. I thought they had already decided to do that, but I guess it's not official. And ESPN is saying, and they did say when it happened, he's not one of our employees, but he's linked to us through Monday Night Football, so we're disappointed, and we decided to pull it for the telecast. I would think that they're going to debate, they're debating this out now as to whether or not they can put it back on. They might not, I don't know, they might not do it. They might feel that it's too damaging to them to push it back on. So he apologized the best that he could, and you know, he said that he respected the office of the president and all that sort of stuff, and he did say this also. He said that every time the media brings up the Tea Party, it's painted as racist and extremist. But there's never any kind of a backlash, no outrage to those comparisons. Working class people are hurting, and it doesn't seem like anybody cares when both sides are high-fiving and all that he said. So I don't know if they should do it. I mean, there's the question. Should ESPN say, okay, look, we pulled it that night, he apologized, we've said we certainly want nothing to do with those remarks, So now we're going to pull the music back on. They may even make some phone calls. I wouldn't be surprised to take the temperature of people that were heavily offended by that and see how it plays out with them. Does it seem too extreme for anyone? I mean, he knows you can't go in that direction. It just came out and whatever. But is it too extreme to say, we just can't, you know, we loved it for 20 years. We ran it, but we're just going to have to, distance ourselves from it. And Hank apologized, but that we're not going to go there. You think in the history of sports, the gaffes that have happened that have cost people their jobs, and I was thinking about this today, the Masters, CBS had that tradition of the Masters, and I can't think of his name. It escapes me. I had it on the tip of my tongue, and I even interviewed him. He was the partner of Pat Summerall, and for a long time British, they did the telecast, the Masters telecast together. His first name's Ben. And what happened was, he was asked a couple of questions about from a female reporter about women in golf and whatever, and he said that their boobs get in the way and they can't hit the shots right, and that ended up costing him his whole golf commentating job with CBS, and I think he was surprised by that. But it was big headlines that came out in a little paper in the Northeast, but then the comments became so big it snowballed, and that was the end of his career doing that. And you think of Jimmy the Greek and his crazy comparison. That was a comparison thing. And somebody ambushed him when he had a few drinks. Not that I'm excusing it, but I'm just giving you the setup. And he said he just said something. And what he said when he was talking about black athletes got him into such trouble that, boom, same thing, he was cut. His Jimmy the Greek was suddenly no more when he was the beloved Jimmy the Greek. So there must be a lesson in this. To think before you speak. But, you know, that's not Hank Williams Jr. That's not his style. Even in what he said there and how he apologized, you can tell it's sincere. Because that's how he speaks. He's plain spoken. He said, no publicist wrote that. And you got to believe that when you read what he's talking about, how it came out and what he meant and da-da-da-da-da-da. It's vintage Hank Williams. It absolutely. So I'm not sure which way they'll go on this. I think this is a coin flip, really. And the question is, many of you emailed me, I shouldn't say many, got three or four emails about the Hank Williams thing, and it was split with the people listening to America Tonight. A couple yes or no, you know, punt him, he's been around 20 years, change the song, who cares? I like the who cares comment. Well, they care because of the brandedness of it, how you hear it, and boom, automatically you're in the moment, it's Monday Night Football, you know, end of story. You know what it means the second that you hear it. And I'd say it's going to be tough to replace that element of it. Putting in other music in there, absolutely doable. But trying to duplicate the brand that's been going for over 20 years, pretty impossible. So if you want to share your thoughts too, you can do that at americatonight.net. Click on the email. And bada bing, you are in. One last one for the road. Consumer Reports recommends the Chevy Volt. There's been a lot of conversation about the Volt lately. And GM says it's a range extended electric vehicle. And it's gotten a bunch of awards already. Motor Trend Car of the Year and North American Car of the Year. But the Consumer Reports recommendation might have a lot of impact on the sales. A lot of people go to Consumer Reports to decide, they go down the list of things, whether or not that car is worthy of a look. And I guess the Volt got the big thumbs up from Consumer Reports, and that's going to be enough to probably sell a few of those. Hang with us.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
sign here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
A little bit here on America Tonight with me, Katie D, hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Just a reminder of a couple of things for some upcoming shows. Pharmacist Ben, my man, Ben Fuchs, he will join us in our next show. We'll be talking about ways that you can reach for better things so you can lose your Buddha belly. Now, actually, to be honest, my Buddha belly's going down. I feel pretty good. I'm feeling really good. It gets easier kind of as you go along. Less poker games on the few days off till 3 in the morning, because that's where you have that tendency to someone's doing the chip run. You guys know what I mean. Or if you watch sports, you just can't help it. You're whipped. You plop down on the couch and, you know, you sort of have that imprint in the couch during the weekend, especially Sundays. Sundays can be one of those kind of days. But it's easy if you just tweak a few things. And he's a tweaker. That's Ben. He's a tweaker. So I look forward to that. We'll catch up to date on some things that you can do. You can also go to americatonightteam.com because a lot of you have asked me about when I'm talking about that whole Beyond Tangy Tangerine thing. As I said, I pay for myself. So it's some, and I'm endorsing it because it's working for me. I like it. And it's like a suppressant, but it's not a suppressant. Like you're taking a, it's not like a weight suppressant. It's just something that helps to curb your appetite, I guess, because with the minerals and whatnot, he explains it much better than I do. But I like it. You just throw it in your water and it's a piece of cake. There's nothing you have to deal with that. And like I said, for me, it's just a couple of shekels. It's not too bad on the wallet at all. So for anyone who asked about that, Joe asked about that. Also, Sarah asked about that in Virginia Beach. Check out, if you just go to americatonightteam.com, you'll see you can just buy the product there. I thought it would be fun as we turn the tables to go back to birthdays now and then. I've had some requests for that as well. You know, when you're celebrating another day on the planet Earth, there's a curiosity with people who are well known for different reasons as to what birthday they are celebrating. So without further ado, let's get to those birthdays.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
Ah, yes, sadly. I had to say sadly because I really like this guy. God rest his soul. But Bernie Mac, I thought was funny. He was funny in a few shows that I saw him in. He would have been 54 years old, but he died a couple years ago, as you know. He slipped away after a strange illness. Jesse Eisenberg, he played Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network, and he's been in a slew of other movies, too, by the way. 28 years old. Nikki Hilton, the less-known sister of the two, because, of course, there's Paris Hilton. Socialite, hotel heiress, what else do you need to know about her? 28 years old. How about Paul Thomas? I actually like this group, Good Charlotte. He's 31 years old. Kate Winslet, forever and a day, no matter what she does, she's always going to be Rose from the Titanic. 36 years old. Guy Pearce, he's an Australian actor who's been in a slew of things that you probably remember. L.A. Confidential. He was in a film I like called Memento. How about Mario Lemieux, 46 years old, former Pittsburgh Penguins hockey superstar. Yeah, Super Mario. Karen Allen, she was just in one of the installments of Indiana Jones. She was the tough girl, Marion Ravenwood. The original one, Raiders of the Lost Ark, 60 years old. She shares the same birthday with Bob Geldof, who was the leader of the Band-Aid concerts against famine, 60 years old. And that's it for birthdays. Interesting birthdays. There's one other, but I don't know if he's alive, to be honest. Donald Pleasance would be 92, and he might still be alive. He's a British actor, and he was in the Halloween films. He was the doctor, the psychiatrist in the Halloween films. Pretty scary. He was perfect for that role. I remember the first movie is a scary one. It's suspenseful. News You Can Abuse. Always fun to do a little of that. And let's throw some in from Bend, Oregon. If you make a mistake, you will pay. Shoplifting a bottle of wine, not good. If you make another mistake where you leave the stolen wine behind when you are ripping off a house, not good either, because you're dropping breadcrumbs, clues.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
The cops say they were investigating a break-in when the homeowner said a bottle of wine in the house wasn't his. So, yeah, they checked a surveillance videotape at a convenience store. The tape led them to the shoplifting suspect. The suspect and another guy were busted on theft and burglary charges. They probably thought that's it. They were fine. Whatever they took, they were ready to fence it or fencing it. And, they left a bottle of wine behind. St. Cloud, Minnesota. A call for a pound of pot resulted in a lot of trouble. Police there have charged a man looking to buy weed who called an off-duty officer by mistake. WJON, we like WJON, a local radio station there, reported that the uniformed officer was in his squad car when he got a whole bunch of calls. And they say that the man who was dialing the wrong number was trying to set up a deal to buy a pound of marijuana.
You want to get high?
So they arranged a meeting and busted two men in their 20s. Police also say that they seized about $3,000 in counterfeit $20 bills. Oh, from the stupid department.
Duh. Right? Winning.
Exactly my thoughts. Oh, absolutely. Indianapolis. What's so exciting about Indianapolis? Well, the cell phone companies are getting ready for the Super Bowl. Did you forget? The wireless providers are expanding bandwidth. Oh, it's about that bandwidth all the time. In and around Lucas Oil Stadium. February's big game is, of course, a little bit of time away. But 70,000 fans are expected, along with 4,500 media people. So you think about it, one place, 70,000 plus maybe 100,000 or so, and football fans make calls and use smartphones and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So they have to expand it because how could they ever have enough bandwidth to withstand that many people at one time? Oh, you're going to love this story. Newark, Delaware. It's getting pretty chilly up there now, and I was just talking about the fact that it might snow earlier than expected. A University of Delaware researcher is warning that stink bugs are going to be heading inside homes. Entomologist Brian Kunkel said that the stinky bugs want a warm spot for the winter. They showed up in large numbers last year from Virginia to New York. Now, you can keep the bugs out the same way you keep the chill out. You seal up cracks, like around the windows, the doors, and the dryer vents. And so if you want to keep the stink bugs out of your house, better get working. Better get crack-a-lacking on sealing up all those areas where they come in. Oh, we got one last one for you that you're going to love from San Diego. There is a cat called Fizz Girl. So what's so special about this cat? She's featured in the Guinness World Record books as the shortest living cat. 2-year-old munchkin cat, 6 inches from floor to shoulder, Fizz Girl in the record books, a special little breed with little legs. Congratulations to the Fizz Girl.